Okay, so first tonight's daf is dedicated by Malka Luzon on the occasion of the yahrzeit of her grandfather, Avram ben Emma Venisim. Avram ben Emma Venisim, Zichron Levracha. All right, we're on daf Yud tonight. Let me just go over again from yesterday. So yesterday we spoke about Nira Mibachutz V'Shava Mibifnim, that sometimes we said that you could have a lechi, which is I could see it from the outside. In other words, it's apparent from the outside that there's a lechi. The lechi is the horizontal beam, but from the inside it doesn't look like anything. In other words, where it's like flush with the walls of the inside, but from the outside, you can see there's a lechi. Okay, that's the case we spoke about. All right, that's you got to get that you sewed. You know, I didn't get the picture book lined up, but all right, we'll have to wing it the way we got it. All right, then we said that there's a machloket about whether nira mi b'chutz v'shava mi b'fnim is a good lechi or not between Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe. Reb Chiya holds that it's a that it's a good lechi. Reb Chiya holds it's a good lechi. So then the Gemara at the bottom of Tedmud Beis asked a question against Reb Chiya from the following Mishnah. This is the Mishnah later on our Masecht on Daf Tzadi Beis. So the Mishnah says, if I have a chatzir ketana, chatzir gedola, you know, I'm going to have to get that book lined up. One second. I apologize. Let me get online and get access to that safer, because I think that you're going to need it. Okay, let me see if I could do this. Forgive me for a minute. Let me just do this. All right. Bar Ilan. No, Bar Ilan. Otsara Chachma. Say Otsara Chachma. All right. And we want to pay Rish Chai. One second, I'm getting it. Pei Rosh Chai. All right. All right, hey, Raven. All right, let me split the screen with all of you. All right. One second. Not that one. One second. Sorry. Wrong one. Stop. Shit. One second. Here we go. All right. Let me get this down. And said, I'm sorry. All right, and these pictures aren't the greatest. The color book was a better picture deal, but this will have to do. Okay. All right, so if you look at picture 111, you see the walls. Here we have the Mavui, and this last wall is a little bit receded here. So from inside the Mavui, I can't tell any difference. I can't see that there's anything different. But from outside, I clearly see something is different at the end, and this thing that's different at the end can serve as a lechi. That's what we're talking about, okay? So then the Gemara mentioned, if you look at picture 114, and again, I'm not so thrilled with these pictures, but this will have to do. You have a chatzir, which is aleph, and you have a chatzir ketana, which is aleph, and a chatzir gedola, which is beis. And it means the people in aleph, there are, you know, homes that open up into the chatzir. Here you see an opening. They all made an Eruvei Chatzeirot, and in Beis, they also made an Eruvei Chatzeirot. So the Mishnah says the people in Chatzir Beis can carry. The people in Chatzir Beis can carry because it's clearly demarcated. In other words, it's surrounded by three walls, and the fourth wall, I have a little bit here, a little bit here. But the people in the Chatzir Aleph cannot carry because it's totally open into Chatzir Beis. That's what we did yesterday. So we said, according to Rabbi Chiya, Nira mi b'chutz v'shava mi b'fnim is a good lechi. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Chiya, so Chatzir Aleph should be able to carry because they have this, you see where the gimel is. They have the gimel here. So these are small little bits of wall that come out. So they should serve as a lechi. So the Gemara, in order to make this Mishnah work with Rabbi Chiya says that Nira Mibuchutz V'Shabim Bifnim is a good Lachi, but for some reason it does not work in this case. So the Gemara has three qualifications that it introduced. So, so the Gemara says that first thing is that the walls of Chatzar Aleph extend into Chatzar Beis. You see where Dalet is. So the walls aren't flush with Gimel. They extend a distance into Chatzar Beis. So under those circumstances, it's not a Lechi, because the Lechi has to be, you know, sort of like at the entranceway of the Chatzar, and here the Lechi would be recessed. But then the Gemara said, yeah, but if it's recessed, don't I have Lavud? Lavud would fill everything in, and then I'm still cooking with fire. So the Gemara said, you would have Lavud, but the Gemara said that, so the Gemara says it's not even. In other words, like there's more on one side, more than another side. So it's only Lavud on one side. So the Gemara said, so if it's only Lavud on one side, so one post should be good enough to permit you to carry. So the Gemara says, this Mishnah follows Rebbe. Rebbe holds that when it comes to a Chatzer, I need two posts. So that's the way, that's the Hesber that we gave from yesterday. Everybody have that so far? Because if you don't have that, it's hard to understand the Gemara, okay? So any questions of what I did so far? Let me go back to everybody. Let me get everybody back here. One second. Right here. Where is it? Not here. Where? Oh, I don't know. All right. Okay, any event. So everybody good? Let me get rid of this thing. I don't know what this thing is doing here. Okay, let me stop the share for a minute. Okay, is everybody good? Any questions? Okay, so now the Gemara is going to try to schlug up the answer that we just gave. Okay, so we're on Yud Amud Aleph on the second line. Yud Amud Aleph 10a, the second line. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Hi, Mai. What type of answer is that?" Now the Gemara mentioned also that according to the Braisa, the larger chatzer is one amma wider than the smaller chatzer. The smaller chatzer is 10 amma across, and larger chatzer is 11 amma across. So the Gemara takes it that that's like a pregnant fact, why the Braisa says it's exactly one amma more. So the Gemara says, what type of hezra is this? If I'll assume, not like Rebbe Chiya, that Nir B'chus Shabbat with them is ain't only Domishan Lachi, it's not a good Lachi. So he says, the Rebbe Savarla Karebi Yossi, and Rebbe, we assume that this Mishnah that we just said goes like Rebbe. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi. We haven't had Rebbe Yossi yet. Rebbe Yossi holds that each Lechi has to be at least three Tvachim. We hold the Lechi can be any width, but Rebbe Yossi holds it has to be three Tvachim. So if I'll assume all of those facts, patterns with Rabbi Zeira and Ravina Leita, and we don't hold from Rabbi Zeira and Ravina. Rabbi Zeira is the one who said that the walls enter deeper, and Ravina is the one who said that the walls aren't, it's not centered, the whole thing. So he says, Mishum hachi ktana b'esra gdol b'chadesre. So he says, therefore, I understand why the ktana is 10 amot, why the gdol is 11 amot, Mishum de Rebbe Savalak Rabbi Yossi, meaning an amma, we'll assume, has six tfachim. Remember we said that an amma could have five or six tfachim. But if it's six tfachim and it enters evenly, I have three tfachim on each side. So the Gemara is saying, I understand the whole thing. In other words, from the perspective of the gedola, let me go back to the screen share again. From the perspective of the gedola, so I have a wall here, in other words, three tfachim and three tfachim. That means I have a lechi here and a lechi here. So the gedola is enclosed. The gedola I can carry in. The katana, and again, the walls don't extend now the way we're assuming. The katana doesn't extend, so they have nothing because, again, it's near me b'chutz v'shabim b'fnim. So the katana I cannot carry in. The gedola I could carry in. And I understand why the katana is exactly 10 amot and why the gedola is 11 amot because we want one amma divided by two is three tefachim on each side, and that's a minimum to have a lechi. So that makes all hesber if we don't do it the way we just said. Back in the Gemara, on the sixth line, Ela yamrit nirvi b'chutz v'shabim b'fnim nido mishum lechi. But if you assume the way you wanted to say, i.e. Rebbe Chiya, or it was, I think, Rabba Bar of Huna on behalf of Rebbe Chiya, he says, Ud Rebbe Zeira the Ravina Itan. You hold from Rebbe Zeira's din that the walls go in deeper, and Ravina that it's not exact. Rebbe lo sabralak Rebbe Yossi, assuming Rebbe doesn't hold with Rebbe Yossi that I need three tfachim, so gedola ba'achad esrei lamali. Why is it that the Braisa says that the gedola is 11 amot and the Ketana is 10 amot. That's what they're focused in. We're honing in on that brisa that says the Gdola is 11 amot and the Ketana is 10 amot. He says, Mimanavshach, Ilam Ishriye L'Gdola Ka'ati, if you want to permit, if it's coming to teach me that I can carry in the Gdola, he says, Be'esru Shnei Tfachim Sagya. So if he doesn't hold that I need three Tfach on any side, so it could even be a Tefach, it could be even any measure. So for the Gdola, I don't need, so the Gdola could even be 10 amot and 2 tfachim. In other words, if the small is 10, the larger one could be 10 and 2 tfachim. I just need a little bit here, a little bit there. He says, V'ilam Eisra l'ketana ka'ati, and if this detail is coming to help me understand why I can't carry in the ketana, l'ashminan d'mafal getuva. So then he should teach me that there's even a bigger distance. In other words, what halakha is he teaching me by teaching me 11 amot and 10 amot? So if he's teaching me that the Gdola is permissible, he could do, 10 and 2 tfachim. If it's teaching me that the Ketana is prohibited, he could teach me even much larger because there are no lechis there. So the Gemara deduces from here, the Gemara takes it, that that a lechi like this, like in picture 111, is not good. That's the way we think it's going right now. Let me just do a few more lines. I'll get to the two dots, and I'll pause. We'll take some questions. I know it's difficult, but we're doing the best we can. And it is Erevin. Erevin is a difficult masechta. But we'll get the main ideas here, okay? Now, two lines about three lines of work gets wide. Amar Rav Yosef, lo shmin li hashmaita. So if Yosef said, I never heard this whole shtickle, this whole halacha from Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna is one who would explain the Mishnah to make it reconcilable with Rabbi Chia. He says, Amar li Abayat, Amar nehelan v'ha Amri nehelan. He says, what do you mean never heard of it? You yourself repeated it, and you said it concerning the following statement. Now, the Chazal teaches, the Gemara Masech and Adarim says that Abayi was Rav Yosef's Talmud, and Abayi was studied by Rabba, and Rav Yosef forgot all of his learning. And then Abayi helped restore the learning. So the Gemara says that whenever Rabbi Yosef says, well, I don't know this, and Abayi says, you taught it to us and it was on this, it's an example where he forgot his learning and Abayi was restoring it to him. He says, the Amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar Rav Huna. So the earlier statement was Rabba Bar Rav Huna. We assume that he got it from Rav Huna. The Amar and Rav Huna, we think, was, I think it came out, it sounded like that he was Rabbi Yosef's Rebbe. The Amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar Rav Huna. where the Rav Yosef would have heard it from Rav Huna, he says, "Lechi amoshech im daftan shemavui pachot me'arba amo nidon mishum lechi umishtam mishum chudo hapnimi." So, all right, now I need another picture. Let me see a picture here. Let's see, who's got one here? Oh, I want my money back. Oh, my thing is freezing up here on this too. All right, 1 minute. Let me get picture book two. All right, sorry. Let me get picture book two. All right, that's the way he had it here. 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. Okay, if you look, do you see picture 120? Everybody see picture 120? Everybody? Are you frozen? Oh, can people hear me? If you hear me, lift up your thumb if you hear me. Oh, not good, not good, not good, not good. My thing froze out. Can you hear me, Yosef?
I hear you.
Oh, okay, because my picture froze.
Yes, yes, we hear you.
Okay, I don't know about the picture, but the picture seems to have frozen a bit. All right, maybe it'll come back too. But anyway, can you see picture 120? All right. Let me go on. You hear me? Everybody hears me?
I can hear you, but right now my phone's on driving mode. But I'm
okay. Okay, let me go on.
I can hear you.
Okay. My screen froze, but I'll continue on. Anyway, so there's
just show it from the book. On.
Okay, I have the screen up. The picture number 120 in the black and white book. And it's the lechi that's like protruding from the wall. So let's go back in the Gemara. So he says here, lechi amoshich im dafno shomavui pachot me'arba amot. So the lechi extends in a line, and it means it goes out. It's a little bit thinner, extending out. He says, in other words, it's like, in other words, it's nearer b'chutz v'shavim yivnim. He says, lechi hamoshechim dafno shamavu ipachot mi'arba amot nidom mishum lechi. So if it's less than dalat amot, it's a lechi. I'm good. It's a lechi. He says, umishtami shimchuro hapnimi, and then I can carry up until churo hapnimi, till its inner point. It means the point where it begins to become thinner. Arba amot nidom mishum avui. I didn't explain right. One second. Lechi. Yeah. Only until the inner edge of the mavui, of the lechi. Right. So I think that's correct. He says, let's see back in the Gemara. One second. He says, lechi amoshechim dafno shamavui pachom yarba amonidom shem lechi mishtamishim churo hapnimi. So I can use it up until like the inner edge of the inner edge of the lechi. Arba amod, if it extends dalan amod, nidon mishamavui, but asrulishtamish bekulo, I can't carry there at all. Or one second, I'm getting confused with one point. One second. Give me one second. One second. One second. One second. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know if you can see this picture, but I may have to break off. One second. All right, my whole computer is freezing over. All right, listen, I'm going to turn my computer off for 1 minute just so I can and start it up again. I apologize. Let me just do this one second. One sec. I'm sorry.
It's very interesting that the resident of the small courtyard cannot carry, and the resident of the large courtyard can, because it's as if the large square become almost like a mavoi for them. Am I correct in my understanding? And
I think the lechi extends, and that just looks like an extension of the mavoi.
Yes.
It just looks like one long mavoi.
Yes. And unless they have some kind of a scam between those two group of people of residents, they need to do some kind of a shit to fame or whatever. In any case, if not, because of this situation, the people in the small courtyard are basically cut off in a way. They cannot.
I think it's because they can't see the lechi mibifnim. It's lechi mibachutz mibifnim.
So if we could imagine, let's say, a chevruta who lives in the small courtyard.
I still think if they did an affirmative act of getting the shituf mevot, they express their intention.
Yes, so what I find very interesting philosophically is that it means that neighborliness is proactive. And I love that. You know what I mean? It's not going to be obvious. It will need a dialogue. So it means that if for whatever reason the chatzer, they don't want to do, they prefer not to be in contact, so that's okay. That's all. I mean, I it's not obvious. Do I make any sense? I like the fact that it requires a contractual dialogue to be able to, for people to carry things from one part to the other of that neighborhood.
It all goes back to you have to prepare for Shabbat.
Yes. In other words, you have to think through, what am I going to carry? I don't want to arrive empty-handed to my host and hostess and things like that. I have a chevruta. I need to carry my gemara. In other words, you have to organize your universe, your space, like a spatial organization. And Shabbat is also about that.
But today we leave it to the people to check the Eruv around the neighborhood. we're done.
Yeah.
Because we became lazy on this.
Yeah.
But lazy are you
Fern, are you suggesting you'd like to check the error yourself?
Not at all. I'm too short.
I wouldn't mind being part of the team because I think it can be very good for fitness because you have to walk a lot.
Livia, did you?
Weekly nice trek.
There's a video. Did you see a video on Aldaf? Aldaf. Aldaf. It's an OU product. And they have a video, I haven't looked at it, of a practical guy in a bucket checking the Arif and
oh, a cherry picker.
A cherry picker, yeah.
Because
you need a monorail to go around just the check.
I mean, part of it, I'm sure they do by car, you know, but there must be some quite a lot of moving around, which I think is nice. You know your territory, you know the trees, you know the telephone post. I like it.
Does the whole thing. Yeah. I imagine they divide it up. No?
I'm sure it's for,
by the way, who checks the
A-Rub? By Ruben.
I hope he's paid. I hope he's compensated.
He's paid.
Who's paid? Paid. Rabbi Ruben. Down on East Shore Road?
You're home.
The Arif checker.
Yeah, I'm home. Ruth, I didn't know that you play. What instrument do you play?
Clarinet, but she's muted.
Clarinet. Not clarinet. Flute and piccolo and accordion.
I thought you played clarinet.
No. Mitch plays clarinet. No, my brother played clarinet, but not I. Not. But, you know, one never knows. No. Flute and piccolo and accordion. So where did you come to all of this information? I was in the car with Debbie when you called her. Oh, for heaven's sakes. Oh, she's so sweet. She's my next door neighbor, of course. Oh, yeah, that's what she said afterwards. Yes, we entertained her yesterday. We had a rehearsal. That was very cute. It was very sweet. Very nice. Yeah, it is. It was kind of a mix, a real nice, interesting mix, a combo, because three of us were on the inside and three on the outside. And we were watching the clock because we needed to stop at 8 o'clock. It was really very, very sweet. It was so cool. Yeah. How long have you been playing? And this is a regular band? I mean, now it's a Klezmer band. We've been playing for a lot of years. We have a much larger band. This is small because we have to be small. We're going to a small enclosure. We were asked to play at North Shore Towers by this guy. You know him? Abraham Rosenberg. He knows him.
I don't know.
Yeah, at any event. So he was in a Yiddish class. With me, and we had a chance to play together. He sang and I played, and Mitch played clarinet at another time. So before you know it, we were pulled into this possibility. But it's all hinging on what phase we're in. Where are we now? Phase two, where people can't go into enclosures? Where are we?
We're really in phase four.
We are in phase four.
We're in four.
We're in phase four with modifications.
Yeah. So,
indoor dining in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Are there any indoor dining here? I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. Should we be sending out a search party for our fearless leader?
Well, we know where he is.
We know where he lives, too.
He's in the state of incommunicado at the moment.
He's resuscitating his computer, I think.
But one thing is for sure is that
Michael, maybe you should send them a couple of paddles.
Before we he gets on, should we buy him something for Rosh Hashanah or something?
It's a very nice idea.
Yeah, very nice idea. I bought him.
He's on. He's Elami now. Hi, Eric.
Wherever you are.
I see his name, but I don't see him. Eric.
There he is. Hey, Eric. He's connecting to audio. Can't hear you.
You're muting, Rabbi. You're muted.
He's unmuted.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good to be here. I'm sorry for the delay. My computer froze over. It took a zillion years till it started up again. I do the best I can with what I got. Yosef, you're still here also. Okay, listen, I'm going to skip it with the pictures. But the idea is like this. We're talking about nir mibachutz v'shabah miyufdim. I can see the lechi on the outside. I can't see it on the inside. So the Gemara has a case, we're quoting from Rav Yosef, on the last narrow line. Da'amar Rav Yerucham Rav Ahunam lechi mosheichim dafton shel mavui pachot me'ar ba'amot. So the picture could either be that the wall is coming forward and then tapers to a narrow end, but it's clear from the outside, not clear from the inside. Or it could be a piece of the wall extends into the Rishus HaRabim, and from the inside, it looks like a continuation of the wall. But from the outside, it clearly looks like a lechi. So he says, pachot mi'arba amod, if the extension is less than dalet amod, he says, nidon misham lechi. So let me just mute everybody here again. So it's nidon misham lechi. It's we treat it like a lechi. Umishtami shim churu apnimi. And I can use the mavui. I can carry up to the mavui up until the inner tip of that lechi, whatever that lechi would be like. He says, arba amod, but if the lechi is 4 amod in length, he says, nidon misham mavui, that itself becomes a mavui. In other words, that area now is a separate mavui, va'asr l'shtamish bekulo. You can't carry anything in that area. It itself needs like another lechi to do it. So va'at amrit lana lo, and you, Abai, said, you to Rav Yosef, you said to us concerning that, he says, Shema minatlat. We learn 3 things from this, and it frequently is learning 3 things. I don't know what, it's always learning 3 things. Shema minat bein lechayim asur. You see that between lechis, you're not allowed to carry, because he said you can only carry up to churo apnimi, up to the inner edge of the lechi. Ushma minat meshech mavui bi'arba, and you see also the length of a mavui is dalet amod, because if it's dalet amod, it becomes a separate mavui. It's like set off from the other one. And you said it's also apparent that nir b'chutz v'shabim b'fnim, we do judge it like a mavui, like Reb Chiya said originally, that we thought we shlugged it up upstairs. The Gemara says, lacha is when I it's apparent from the outside, but not apparent from the inside, so we do judge it like a lechi. So the Gemara says, Tiyuvta behilchata, you just slugged it up upstairs when we began today's daf, we asked the kash against that. We said, the pshat in the Mishnah doesn't make sense. Remember, why is it 11 amot? Why is it 10 amot? So it only makes sense if it's not near b'chutz v'shabim b'fnim is good lechi. So here you say the shlugged up in the halacha, in, mishum detani Rabbi Chiya kavatei, Rabbi Chiya taught a braisa in accordance with that opinion, so that's the way it goes. Okay, let's just summarize, then we'll take some questions, then we'll go. So the main idea we've been talking about is nir b'chutz v'shabim b'fnim. The idea of a lechi, we want the people in the mavui to see the lechi, be aware of the lechi, and here they don't see the lechi. Only the people outside the lechi are aware of the lechi. So is that a good lechi or not? So we said it's machloket between Rabbi Chiya and there was another chacham, Rabbi Shimon Barebi, and Rabbi Chiya holds it's a good lechi. Then we asked Akasha against that opinion from the Mishnah later on, Daf Tzadi Beis, about the Chatzir Ketan al Chatzir Gedola. And so we had ways to do somersaults to make a hesber of it. Why, in that case, you're not allowed to carry in the Chatzir Ketana. But then the Gemara said, yeah, with all the hesberim, it doesn't make sense. Why does the Braisa say the Chatzir Ketana is 10 amot and the Chatzir Gedola is 11 amot? We think it only makes sense that it's establishing that I have a lechi for the gdola, but not for the katana. That's basically what we're saying. Then it came out that Rav Yosef had heard this halacha from Rav Huna, that lechi hanira bibachos v'shabifnim is a good lechi. Okay, who's a question comes to us, anything we did so far? Gesundheit, Michael. Okay, anybody else? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, all right, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, we're around the 6th line on Yud Amud Aleph. Okay, so Amar Abaye Tana Barachav Esther Yemayit. Now, if you remember, in the first mission of our Masechta, we said that the opening of the Mavui is maxed out at 10 amot. So, and Harachav Me Esther Yemayit. And if it's wider than that, you have to make it less. He says, but the Brisa says Tana Barachav Me Esther Yemayit. Rabbi Yudah Omer Einu Tzarich Lamayit. The Tana Rabbi Yudah says no. It can be more than 10 amot. I don't have to make it less if it's more than 10 amot. So that's the end of the braisa. So the Gemara says, Va'ad Kama, how big does the Tana Rabbi Yehuda hold the lechi could be. I mean, the entrance way to the mabui could be. So Savar Rav Achai coming to Rav Yosef Lameimar at Shoshri Amot Shlish. He thought that Rav Yehuda must hold up to 13 and a third amot. Now he's learning it from the Pasei Biraot. If you remember, Daf Yomi, people may recall from the last cycle, but otherwise, remember that the Ole Regalim would draw water from wells, and the wells would be surrounded by sort of like Shvach Mechitzot, four little L-shaped wedges in the corners. And even though the Paros was Murbala Omed, it was more open than closed, but that was considered to be a good Erev for for that. And so it's like a well in the middle, surrounded in the corners by four L-shaped wedges, and that counts as an Erev. So over there, Rabbi Yehuda holds that how much space can I have between those the pasim, the wedges? So he says it comes out to 13 and third amot. It's like two groups of four oxen, which comes out to be 13 and third amot.
The well is a Rishon Yachid?
The well is a Rishon Yachid, 100% correct. Okay, so the Gemara says, V'kal v'chomer mi pasei biraot. In other words, so when it can have a kal v'chomer, if by pasei biraot is 13 and third amot, so here too we think it should be 13 and third amot. Uma pasei biraot she yitarta ben parts muba la'omed. By pasei biraot, we have a very lenient standard. In other words, normally we have to have omein merubah laparetz. More has to be standing than that which is open. By the pasei biraot, more is open than is standing. So it's a very lenient standard. He says, lo itart ben yotem mishlosh esrei amot shlish. So you maxed out, even though it's loosey-goosey, you don't permit more than a space of 13 and a third amot. Mabuish lo itart bo paretz merubah laomed, in odin shlo hitir bo yotem mishlosh esrei amot shlish. So the Mavue, I don't have all of those leniencies, so it's certainly not going to be more than 13 and a third amot. So we know the Rebbe Yehuda holds 13 and a third amot there, so we think 13. It's not going to be more than 13 and a third amot. So the Gemara says, V'hiyano tenet, that same line of argument can yield a different result. He says, Pasi biroshi tartman paras mubal omeid, lo tatir behen yotir mishloshes reyama ushlish. That by the loosey-goosey case, by Pasi biroshi, you max out at 13 and a third amot, In other words, maybe we look at the whole situation. So the whole situation there, I have more open than closed. So I'm maxing it out at 13 and a third. But here, by the Mavui, I have much more enclosed. So maybe I could have even more than 13 and a third amot. In other words, 13 and a third amot is when everything is open here, open there, open the other place. So 13 and a third amot. But by the Mavui, more is closed off than open. So maybe I can even permit even more than 13 and a third amot. Inami l'idachisa. Or I can argue in the alternative that it's less. Pasi birao da akilit behu chad kula akilu kula akrina. I could say that pasi birao I'm on like on a run. In other words, like pasi birao, it's like loose for one din, it's loose for another din. In other words, it's like it's more paros is omeid ala meruba, and it also has the 13 and the third amot. He says mavui klal klalo, maybe by the mavui nothing. So again, so just to repeat, Rabbi Huda says that it's more than 10 amot. We don't know how much more than 10 amot. So the Gemara wants to extrapolate from his opinion by pasi biraut. He holds by pasi biraut it could be 13 and the third amot. So one's far is to say, yeah, it's 13 and third amot. Another as far as to say, no, it would be probably less than 13 and third amot, or it might be more than 13 and third amot, because the pasi biraot is all open. Here I have more closed, so maybe it's more than, or maybe it's less. Maybe it's a whole different din. Pasi biraot, everything is loose. Here everything is tight. So Tani Levi, Mavui Shurachav Esrim Ama. Okay, before I do this halakha, let me pause. Does anybody have any questions on what we did so far? Everybody good? All right. Let me try the screen share again. Okay, I hope I don't lose all of you. Let me see if I can get this thing up again.
The well was for the pilgrims?
What? Say again.
The well was for the pilgrims?
Yeah, that's right. It's for the Ole Regalim, right? The Ole Regalim. Uh-huh. Okay, here we are. Okay, so I think we're in business. All right, now, okay, everybody see the picture? See picture 121? Everybody see it? So here are the four wedges. You see the wedges?
It says Zoom and it says join a meeting.
You don't have a picture up.
Oh, okay. Let me go back. Let me see. I don't know what's going on with this. One second. Stop the share. One second.
Now it's Hollywood Squares.
Okay, can you see it now?
It's coming. Yes.
Okay. So you see the four wedges. Here's the well in the middle. You see the well in the middle. Here's Rosh Hasharabim, Rosh Hasharabim. We want to create a Rosh Hasharabim here. So the special halacha that I can have these four wedges in the corners, even though there's much more space than that which is standing. That's a special kula. So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says that I can have 13 and a third amod. And you see like there's four oxen. So four oxen, one going, one in, one out, that's 13 and a third amod. That was basically what the Gemara was saying. Okay? Now, any questions on anything we did so far?
That picture was very valuable for me.
All right. Okay. Yes. Okay, you know, I tell you, the color picture book is even better, but I can't find it on Otzer HaChachma. I would do it. The color pictures are better. All right. Let's see further in the Gemara. All right. Now, we're four lines from the bottom on Yud Amud Aleph. Everybody with me? All right, let me go back to just picture alone. Let me stop the screen share. Okay, now this is Tani Levi. Levi taught the following brisa.
The oxen look better than we do.
All right. Tani Levi. Mavui Shurachav Estrimama. Let's say I have a Mavui. So the maximum entranceway for the Mavui is 10 Amot. In general, an entranceway is 10 Amot. Remember, we learned we had in the Heichal, the entranceway is the Heichal would be 10 Amot. And then we said also like the palace would be like 10 Amot. So usually we take that 10 Amot is the maximum width for an entranceway. So he says, Mavui Shurachav Estrimama. Let's say I have a Mavui and it's 20 Amot in width. So no Eitz Kanabim Saito. I'll take a pole, stick it in the middle of those 20 amot, the dayo, and that's it. So in other words, I had 20 amot, now it's 10 and 10. Now I have two entranceways of 10. So the Gemara says, "Hu tani lava, hu amar law, din alacha kuta mishnah." So Levi taught that brisa. Mishnah here means the brisa. In other words, mishnah can be like a teaching. So he said, Levi taught the brisa, and he said, the lach is not like that brisa. Ika to amri, Amar Shmuel Mishmeid Levi ain't alacha kota brayta. Let's say that Shmuel said name of Levi, alacha doesn't follow that Mishnah. Elahechi Avid, what are you supposed to do if you have this entranceway with 20 amot? Amar Shmuel Mishmeid Levi, so Shmuel says the name of Levi, turn page, top line on Yod Amud Beis. He says, Osa pas gavoa asara b'meshach arba amot. So yeah, picture's worth 1,000 words. Let me see if I can find a picture again for all of you. I'm so sorry. Let's see. Okay, so if you look in picture 122, here you see the pole, and you have Aleph and Aleph, that's 10 and 10. Now here, you see this picture, he's making like a board, which is 10 amot in height, 10 amot in height, and 4 amot in depth. So he's got the 20 amot thing, he's got this board, which is 4 amot in depth and 10 amot in height. He sticks it in the middle. So is he back in the Gemara? He puts it lengthwise in the Mavui. So in other words, he's creating two Mavuis. If it's four Amot in length, so it's another Mavui. And here's another Mavui. So that's a way. So now I can carry. Inami.
But you need a Lechi on both sides, no?
You would need a Lechi on both sides. It's correct. He says, Inami kid Rav Yehuda. Or else, you could do like Rav Yehuda says. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Mavui Shuhu Rachav Chameshis Rei Ama. Let's see if we have a nice picture with this. Let me see if we have one. Oh, I don't. Let's see. I don't like these pictures so much. All right. We'll do the best we can. Okay, here we go. This is picture 128. You see picture 128? I have 15 amot. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is saying I have an entrance which is 15 amot, but I'm maxing out at 10 amot. How do I get 15 amot to be 10 amot? So he says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mabu Yishu Rachav Chameshis Rei Ama, Markik Shtei Amot." If you want to build a wall here, it's fine, but I don't have enough to build a wall. So I'm going to do a distance of 2 amot here, and then I'm going to have a board, which is 3 amot. So altogether, this is going to be 5 amot. 2 amot empty space, 3 amot board. But osepas shloshamot. So that's another way to handle it. So if I had something which is 20 amot open, So I have to, let me see, is this right? Yeah, so we'll do it like this. So we could
do the same thing on both sides.
Yeah, so we could do this right. So we could do this right. So on each side, we could take a board that's 3 amod and distance it 2 amod from the wall, and then I'll have an entranceway which is 10 amod. That would be the way to do it. So the Gemara says, "Vamai, why does he have to take a board which is 3 amod in width?" Vamai, yasepas ama umechza. In other words, the idea is, if I only have 3 amod of board, so why do I have to have like a 3 amod board? He says, "Vamai, yasepas ama umechza. Why can't I make a board which is an am and a half, the yarchik shte amod, and then I'll put the board up. I'll have a space of 2 amod, the yasepas ama umechza. So I'll have 1.5 to 1.5. That means, does he have that here? You know, I don't like this. All right. So the color picture book, I think, has it. But the point is, why can't he have a board 1.5 amod, then I'll have a space of 2 amod, and then I'll have a board 1.5 amod. So the key is that the space of 2 amod is going to be bigger than the length of the boards. So I'm going to have 1.5 to 1.5. So the boards are adding up to 3 amod, which is what we had originally, but it's spaced out where the space in the middle is bigger than either side. So why does he not make that suggestion? Why does Rabbi Yehuda Dafka make a suggestion 2 amod and 3 amod? Why not 1.5 to 1.5? Why not that? So he says, Shmamina Omeid Meruba Laparitz Mishte Ruchod Lo Havi Omeid. So he says that the Omeid Meruba Laparitz. Yeah. So in other words, if in other words, the Omeid part is the Am and a half, but the Am and a half is surrounded by larger air on each side, that doesn't work. He says, that's what we think. So the Gemara says, "Liolam imulach habi omein." Maybe it does work. V'shani hacha da'ati avira da'hai gisa avira da'hai gisa mvatalei. So, one second. Omein meruba laparitz mishtei ruchod lo habi omein. So one second. Yeah, the walled portion exceeds the gap only when combining the walled portion of both sides of the gap. Omein Ruba Laparitz Mishtei Rucho. Right. So in other words, it means like this. The only way I can close that gap is by taking two pieces. So Gemara thinks, in other words, ultimately, when we look at that 5 amod, there's more Omein as Ruba Laparitz. That which is blocking it, the solid part, is greater than that which is opening. But we think if I need that, if I have to go to two ends, we think it doesn't work. In other words, let's say I have a wall, and the wall has 5 amod, a break of 6 amod, and then a wall of 5 amod. So is that a good barrier? Does that make a good wall? So we think it doesn't make a good wall because I see over here that I have 1.5 space of two, and then 1.5. So even though the blockage is 3 amod, apparently that doesn't work. That's what we think Rav Yehuda says it doesn't work. So we think if that doesn't work, so it doesn't work. When, in other words, so if I have the space is bigger than one end, I can't accumulate all the walls. I can't accumulate walls. So if I would have 5 amod wall, 6 amod space, 5 amod wall, we think that that would not work, even though the total wall area is 10 and the total space area is 6 amod, just like it doesn't work here.
So each wall has to be bigger than the space.
Well, that's what we're thinking. But the Gemara says no. Vishani hacha dati avira da haigisa avira da haigisa mabakalei. Here it's different because the pieces of wall are surrounded by air, which is larger than it. In other words, I have the air two. The air is 2, and the wall is 1.5, and then there's air after that as well. But the air, the wall is surrounded by air on both sides. That doesn't work. But in my example, where I had 5 amod, then air 6 amod, then wall 5 amod, that would work. So in other words, if it's surrounded by air, it doesn't work. Okay, v'yasepas ama. So the Gemara wants to know, why does Rabbi Yehuda give me this fact pattern? Why can't he give me a different fact pattern? V'yasepas ama. Why can't he make a board 1 ama and that'll be like contiguous with the wall? V'yarchik ama. He'll have an ama space. V'yasepas ama. A board of 1 ama. V'yarchik ama. V'yasepas ama. So here, the space is not bigger than the wall part. In other words, the spaces are one amma and the wall parts are one amma. So Shmamina Omid Kaparitz Asur. So from here, from the fact that he didn't give that case, we think it shows that if the Omid is equal to the Paritz, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Li'olamei Melach Mutar. No, it says Mutar. In other words, if the Omid is like the Paritz, in other words, let's say I have wall 5 Amot and space 5 Amot. So is that good or not good? So we think it's not good because we think the wall is the same space as the air. He says here, so he says, Omi Kaparitz Asur, Li'olamei Melach Mutar. You know, the only thing I left out in my example, the example I gave wasn't good. And it was, I have wall 5 amot, space 5 amot, and then wall 5 amot. But the space is equal to the wall. So I'm thinking that doesn't work well. And the space is equal to the wall, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, not true. If the space is equal to the wall, you could close it out. The ikar is that you have to be omein merubah laparetz. But over here, the reason it doesn't work with the one amma, one amma, one amma is because it's space on both sides. So when I get space on both sides of a piece of wall, so then that doesn't work. Okay, now one more line and I'll pause. V'yarchik amma, v'yaseh pas amma umechza. So now the Gemara says, let me see one second. Yeah, so why doesn't he have a space of one amma next to the wall? V'yaseh pas amma umechza, and then the pas will be 1.5 amot. V'yarchik amma, v'yaseh pas amma umechza. In other words, why can't he have space 1.5 amot of wall, space 1 amma, then 1.5 amot of wall? Everything should be good because the wall part is bigger than the space, and we think it should work out. In Achinami, he could do that. V'kuli haylo atrichei rabbanan. The Chachamim didn't want to make him bother to go the effort. So the Gemara says just a few more lines, and I'll pause. If he does like Rabbi Yehuda said, he'll have the space of 2 amot and the wall of 3 amot. Why don't I have to be choshesh? People now walk through the 2 amma and then convert it into another entrance. And with the mavui, I need one main entrance. So amar vada bar matna, chazakin adamaniach petach gadol v'netas petach katan. There's a presumption people will go through the bigger entranceway. Not, in other words, you have a big entranceway, a small entranceway. People go through the big entranceway. Umay shenami the Rabbami the Rabbasi. How is this different from what Rabbami and Rabbasi taught on Daf Hay? They taught when there was a breach in the side of the Mavui, on the side of the Mavui, that it would destroy the Mavui. So he says, the Gemara says, Hatam kamamai biluka. Over there, it's a shortcut. So people go through that, and then they won't go where the lech in the Korah is. Hakalo kamamai biluka. All right, let me just pause for a second. Let's just summarize a little bit and take in as best we can. Let's get the main klalim, and hopefully you'll be good. Okay, the first klal is, first of all, you had the klal about the pasi birout. You know that there's something in the midbar, well, not the midbar, the only regalim, have special exemptions for the Eruvin with the small wedges, and that works. So that's one klal that's the Pasei Biraot. And even though the Pasei Biraot, it's the parots, the open part is bigger than the omeid, it's still good. That's the one klal. Now, generally, though, we hold that the omeid has to be merubah ala parots. That which is like blocking has to be greater than that which is open. So then we got into, so we said that, let's say I have a big petach, and the petach is 15 amot, so what can I do? So the Gemara says, what I'll do is, I'll have a board that's 3 amot, a space which is 2 amot, I'll fill it in, showing I'm in good shape. That everybody agrees works. But then we got into different variations with it, and we said, you know, why can't I have, you know, 1 amma board, 1 amma space, 1 amma board, 1 amma space, 1 amma board, why can't I take it and do it like that? So the Gemara ends up saying that in addition to being omeid merubah laparetz, if the omeid is surrounded by air on both sides, so then I run into problems with the mechitza. Then I run into problems with the mechitza. If the air on both sides. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I said?
Yeah, when this you last have, case. Go ahead.
Sorry, but lavud, doesn't that have air on both sides?
No, in other words, lavud, in other words, this is the type of lavud here. This is the type of lavud, right?
Right.
I have the board, which is 3, and the space, which is 2. So that's good. But in other words, it's like it's sort of like you're saying like, but I'll have again and again and again. So
like
you know,
we had yesterday.
Yeah. So even though you right, so even though you're using in essence a type of lavud, that's what we're using lavud. Even though you're trying to use lavud, but they're saying there are limitations with the lavud. If the spaces, if it's spacing on both sides, then we're not going to do lavud. That's basically what we're saying. All right. Yosef, what did you want to say?
Yeah, this last case was an extra entrance. How did you get the two amud of entrance? You combine them?
You're talking about Rabbi and Rabasi?
Yeah, this last case.
What, with Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi?
Yeah. Yes. That we're worried that you might use a second entrance.
Right.
How did you get that second entrance?
In other words, here I have 10 amot, here I have 2 amot. 2 amot could be 6 feet, you know, an amot could be 3 feet, 3 feet. In other words, but 2 amot is enough to go in. So if people go in, so people go in here, it's bad news. Okay, that's the basic idea. Okay, everybody good? Okay, we got a good team here. All right, let me go back. Let me stop to share. Okay, like seeing everybody here. Yeah, we'd like Livia, what's up?
I would like to know to what do you attribute the kula of the Tase Biraut?
Yeah, so it's a Din Rabbanan and Hey Mamru Ve Hey Mamru. We'll see. We'll have it in the next parak. Livia, are you going to stay here for the next 10 days, Livia?
Yes.
Next week, 1 week. Wait a week. We'll get to the Mishnah with Pasi Biraut, and you'll see the Chamim had a kula to assist the people who are only regalim.
I have another question. Do those boards need to be there also during the week, or can they be removed?
So I don't know if it makes a difference if they're removed during the week. They have to just be there on Shabbos. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, all right. So, all right, let me go on. Now, all right. So we're up to around midway down the column. And Tanana Tam, everybody have it? Okay, around 20 lines from the bottom. Tanana Tam, we learned the Mishnah in Masechta Kehillah, but it's not really a Mishnah, it's really a Braisa. So sometimes, though, if you look on the side in the blurb, he says, Leita B'Shem Mishnah, he says, L'fichach Milat Tanan Sarech Tikun, from Rishai Pik Berlin in the right-hand column. But, you know, sometimes there are cases in Shas where Braisa is referred to with Tanan. We've had that. So Tanana Tam, or Ha'asla B'Chalal Shalom Mitztarfin B'Tefach, or Ha'asla is like this seat. All right, let me go back to the screen share again. Let me see if I get it. Okay, let me see. Okay, see picture 134? Everybody have it? It looks like a TV director's chair. Right? But the Gemara is going to say it's like a chair using when you go to the bathroom. But it's like two strips of leather and there's a hole in the middle. You get the idea with this. So the space and the leather are mitztaref to the shear of a kizai, of tefach. So if it's a tefach by a tefach, and then underneath this chair I have a piece of a mate, so then that gives a din of an ohel, din of an ohel. Everybody got it? In other words, you know, a mate. And let's say I have the chair outside, and there's a chair like this, even though it has a hole under in it, and then there's a kezias min a mate underneath it, so the tumor would spread all over underneath it. Okay, so tanan tam ura asla v'chalal shalo means the space. Mitztarfim b'tefach. They join for the space of a tefach. A tefach by a tefach is a minimum amount for an ohel. So my or ha'asla, what do you mean, what is or ha'asla? I'm a rabbi bar Baruch Hanum Yochanan, or kisui shel beit kisei. Means like this covering for the beit kisei that people go to the bathroom. But comma, so how much is the space? How much space are you talking about? In other words, this is going to relate to our earlier sugya about, you know, Omein Merubah L'Paritz. Here it's, instead of being vertical, it's, you know, horizontal. But you get the idea. You know, how much space, how much is standing. So he says, Ki Atar Rabdimi, when Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, it's Ba'ayim Ikanvi, it's Ba'ayim Ikanvi, it's Ba'ayim Revach Ba'emsa. So assuming that a tefach, and here you see a hand, and here we have a hand. So the etzba is the index finger. All right. So... So he's saying, if I have, in other words, he's assuming a tefach is 6 espaud. If a tefach is 6 expa, so he says you can have 2 etzba leather, 2 etzba space, 2 etzba leather. And then it works out. That's what he's saying. 2, 2, and 2. All right? He says, Ki Ata Ravin, when so that was Rav Dimi.
Rav Dimi.
Yeah. So Ki Ata Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Etzba Umechsa Mikan. He said 1.5 Etzba from one side, the Etzba Umechsa Mikan, 1.5 on the other side, the Etzba Revach Beemsa. So 1.5 and 1.5 is 3, and 1 Etzba space is 4. So one is saying you got 6 etzbaot, one is saying you got 4 etzbaot. One is saying the space is equal to the leather. In other words, 2 etzbaot, 2 etzbaot, 2 etzbaot. Space is 2 etzba. And the other is saying I have an etzba and a half, a larger piece of leather, than an etzba in the middle, than an etzba and a half. So Amalei Abaye the Rav Dimi. So Abaye said to Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi was the first man Amar who said 2, 2, and 2, mi plagitu. Are you cholek with Ravin? It sounds like you and Ravin are in different pages with this about how much could be open, how much closed. Amar Lelo. He says, no, we have no machloket. Rav Ravata, he was talking about big fingers. He was, when he said etzba, he meant really the godel, you see, the thumb. So with the thumb is 4 thumbs in the tefach, 4 thumbs. So 4 thumbs, so I have 1.5 godel or 1.5 etzba, 1.5 godel, 3, and then a space of 1 in the middle. Hab zutarta, but I'm in the small finger. I thought it was really like this. He's got the etzba here. I thought it was like the zera. I thought the pinky, but the small finger is 6 fingers. So 2, 2, and 2. So velo pligin, we have no machloket. So we're both agreeing that a tefach is whatever tefach is. But if you use a small finger, it's 6 fingers. You small use a big finger, it's 4 fingers. But we're on the same page with that. So Amar Lei, so Abai said to him, Lai plagitu. He says, no, I think you do have a machloket. I hear what you're saying about, you know, the size of a tefach. So you both agree a tefach is whatever a tefach is. Maybe it's 4 inches, whatever it is. But there's machloket. Uva omin ru leparetz mishtei ruchot plagitu. And you, I think, have a machloket from the way that you present the cases when the omed, in other words, the blockage is greater than the space, but only when I count both ends. In other words, so I have a space in the middle, but the blockage only is, but I have to add both ends in order to overcome the space. He says, "Uva omen ruva the powers mishne ruchot plagit ledidach having omen mishne ruchot." According to you, you said 2, 2, and 2. So I take it from there that let me take a look. One second. Yeah, according to you, Rav Dimi, in equal parts, it's walled in even if it requires a combination of the solid on both sides. In other words, 2, 2, and 2, and the Gemara is going to ask questions on this. In other words, the fact that the space is equal to each side, I take it that you could accumulate the blockage. You could accumulate like the leather part, which is over here, like these two pieces of leather could accumulate to be larger than the space. He says, Leravin, he says, I think Ravin holds it has to be bigger than the space on one side. He's got 1.5, 1, 1.5. So each piece of 1.5 is bigger than the space. So I think that's the way he holds it. If there would not be a machloket between both of you, Leravin hachi by lemeimar. What Ravin should have said, even using his big fingers, the case he should have said is, etzba ushlish mikan, that I have a finger and a third on one side, v'etzba shlish mikan, v'etzba shlish revach b'emtza. So again, so he's medayik from the fact, from the way they each present the facts. So do I need the omeid to be, can I accumulate the omeid? Can I accumulate the omeid? So he's got, the first case is 2, 2, and 2. So at least the omeid is at least equal to the space. And he says, but the second case is 1.5, 1, 1.5. So it sounds like each side by itself has to be greater than the space. Vilamai pliginan. So what do you want to say? We have a machloket. Ladidi hachi ibai li lememar. So then if I held that the space has to be bigger, this is the way I should have said it. Etzba ushnei shlishim mikan. Then etzba. So this is, one second. Yeah, this is Rav Dimi saying. So if Rav Dimi, if you think that I hold that the omid has to be merubah leparetz, so I should have said an etzba and 2/3 solid, the etzba ushnei shlishim mikan, and an etzba and 2/3 on also on the other side. Ve'etzba'ayim u'shnei shlishim revach be'emtza, and two fingers and two thirds in the middle. In other words, if the way you're describing it, the way you're ascribing my position, I hold you can accumulate. So if so, I gave two, two, and two. But if I held that you could accumulate, it would be one and a third, one and a third, two and two thirds. So then you would say the two sides, then I can accumulate. But I didn't give that case. He says, Ella iiklamirat palginan, if you want to say that we do have a machloket, the parts ka'omeid palginan. In other words, it doesn't sound like either one of us hold that the that I can accumulate both solid parts to overcome the space. The only thing you could say is that I hold the solid has to be equal to the space, which I do, which is two, two, and two. So each part has to be at least equal to the space. He, on the other hand, holds the solid, each solid part has to be greater than the space. So he's got one and a half, one, one and a half. It's similar to what we had before. All right. Any questions on what we did? Any questions? All right. Listen, it's Eruvin. But all I can say is on Shabbos, we have a nice daf. Shabbos, we have Machloket Behil Beit Shammai. You know, Noach Le'olam Shalom. Let me end the recording here. Winston, let me end the recording.
A bat call?
yeah, we got that too. We got.